Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. And today I have my awesome astrologer, Nancy Arruda, here today. And we are going to talk about all that is December. And then we're going to talk near the end of December all about January and 2017, which is a 111 year.
Yes.
At least on January 1st. So it'll be important that you listen to that show if you haven't already heard. We have finished, or we're between the 999 of September 9th to the 111. So we're kind of completing a cycle and finishing up that cycle now until January 1st. So you do want to listen to the show so that you can get some insights on what January holds and also the year, the vibration of the year. So having said that, welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
And we're in person, so there'll be more laughing this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Last show was a little serious.
Well, you know, it had its moments, right?
Because it was all about soul alignment.
Oh, yes, that's true. My goodness. How many times did you say that?
I don't know. Probably 1,000.
And that energy is the one, though, that part of that's still happening. We're still
feeling that. Like now, and at the end of November, we're still feeling that soul alignment.
Is that the soul alignment, though, that has two more hits?
Is that No, that is
Pluto and...
Pluto and Jupiter.
Okay, that wasn't soul alignment.
No.
What was the soul alignment?
Neptune.
Oh,
so there
right.
was Neptune
right,
interacting
right.
with the North Node at the beginning of the
right,
month, and then
right.
Neptune stationing direct on the 19th.
Right, and then coming back for another hit.
Yes.
Right. Okay,
so
I remember.
Okay. But today we're talking about December.
Yes, December.
And I am so grateful that the year is almost over.
Oh my goodness, it has been... a crazy year.
Yes. And
like a crazy, crazy year.
Bizarre year. Because it's a year of karmic completion.
Right.
Right. Right. And I've completed every major appliance in my house.
So we're hoping no more. There can't be any more major appliances.
There cannot be any more major appliances. I don't own any more major appliances. So each one has been replaced this year.
Crazy, eh?
Yeah, like furnace, hot water tank, fridge, stove, washer, dryer, lawnmower, whippersnipper, and spent $450 fixing my snowblower. So
wow.
Every major appliance has been replaced over the course of the year.
I'm not sure your whippersnipper can get included in that, but okay.
I'm throwing the whippersnipper in there.
Fine. All right.
I know most people wouldn't. But.
Well, you know, it's kind of cute, and I don't mind you saying whippersnipper a few more times, but.
And if anybody wonders what a whippersnipper is,
oh,
it's
everybody
a hedge
knows.
Trimmer.
Everybody knows.
Not a hedge trimmer.
The
grass trimmer.
Cutter,
yes.
The little one that uses like a fishing wire. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So December.
December.
And like I said, thank God it's the last month because there's quite a bit of activity in the month of December. Some of it we can view as beneficial and some of it, you know, people may not.
Right. Right.
It all depends on where you're at.
Yep.
In life. And I can't see any more of my major appliances going, so... I'm good. We start December 1st with Chiron stationing direct.
Okay.
And some astrologers don't use Chiron. Others do. I do use it because it speaks to like holistic healing. It
sure.
speaks to holistic living. So I like to integrate it. It is connected to our wounds that we are born with, that we are here to heal in this lifetime. And transiting Chiron can sometimes trigger those wounds, depending on where it is in your chart, mm-hmm. And if it's interacting with any other planets. So when it stations retrograde and direct, we may feel a shift. And so there is the opportunity to recognize some wounding in order to focus on healing, okay? Or you're just really recognizing where it is to make improvements in your life, within your lifestyle, living more holistically, being more conscious, because it's also about pulling up a sense of holistic consciousness within the self. So as it stations direct, it's like we can focus on that healing energy again and move forward on our healing journeys.
Good.
I am going to briefly mention the full moon in Gemini.
Okay.
On December 13th. Its matching new moon is November 29th in Sagittarius. So as of today, we have not experienced it yet. And we're dealing with the Sagittarius-Gemini polarity because the sun is now in Sag. So it's typically this, the new moon on November 29th is like, really express yourself, right? So see where it is you need to experience more in life and how you need to express yourself. As we reach the full moon in Gemini, it's around creative integration. So allowing yourself to really be more creative and do things on a creative level. And it's kind of opening up that energy.
Can I back you?
Yep.
When you talked about Chiron, you didn't say where it was.
Oh, Chiron's in Pisces.
Okay. Oh,
it's still there for a while.
Right.
Yeah, because it's
one of those long.
Yeah, it's a long. Yeah. It's irregular. It has an irregular orbit. Oh, so some signs it's longer, some signs it's shorter. But with Chiron, it's in Pisces. It's there for quite a while.
Okay.
So we still have a few more years of Pisces. Okay.
And Pisces is one of those. Well, it's a very interesting sign.
Well, it's pulling in a lot of the karmic completion energy, right? Because Pisces is
the last
sign of the zodiac. So it pulls in soul karma, okay, versus personal karma on a mundane level, okay? So there's a little bit of a difference between the two of them because it's the karma we're not conscious of.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right. That we're integrating or working with throughout our whole lifetime. So, yeah.
Okay.
So with Chiron and Pisces, it's pulling in a lot of the energies of the 2016 or 9 energy of 2016 that we're integrating in this year and hopefully completing in this year.
Yes, that would be nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. And the only reason I wanted to mention the full moon in Gemini is because Gemini's ruling planet will be going retrograde.
Oh, yay. Oh, Gemini's ruling planet is the M word.
It's the M word. It is Mercury.
Right, of course.
So there is huge opportunities for creative expression and creative integration between the full moon, which is December 13th, and you may even feel it a few days beforehand, until it goes retrograde on December 19th.
Right.
And even throughout the retrograde period, it's kind of like you're reprocessing your creative channels on some level. Okay. And I say reprocessing because whenever Mercury's retrograde, we stick a re in front of it. Okay. Right. And this particular Mercury retrograde happens at 15 degrees of Capricorn. And the time of day is very interesting in terms of where we are because it's at 5:55 a.m. Eastern time. So we've got the 5:55 energy, which can sometimes pull in a little bit of a challenge, right? May pull in a little bit of conflict.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask, when does a Mercury retrograde not bring in some sort of challenge?
If you have Mercury retrograde in natal chart, then you love Mercury retrograde time periods.
Right.
Because you thrive when Mercury is retrograde if you have it natally retrograde.
Right. Yes.
However, this particular Mercury retrograde is asking everybody to play more and be active. Right. So I've noticed over the end of November going into December, there's quite a few things that are saying be active, exercise, focus on the physical, right? So I think it was the full moon in Taurus, which was in November, was also like, be very conscious of the physical reality, be conscious of the physical body. So people may notice a slight adjustment in their physical presence with all this active energy that's coming in.
And it's a week before Christmas. So, you know, play in the snow, play with your kids, play with your nephews and nieces.
Yeah.
You know,
enjoy wrapping there. Gifts or whatever it is that you're doing, right? Let your inner child come out and just fully experience the season. Because a lot of times when Mercury's retrograde over the holiday season, people forget to play.
Right.
And they go more into that heavy family, traditional gathering, people dealing with their issues. And this particular Mercury retrograde is like, don't go there.
Right.
Allow your imagination to open up. Allow it to explore creatively. Allow it to have fun. Right? So, and that's where you need to use the energy consciously. So if you find you're not having fun, then stop whatever is not fun and take some time and do something that is, right? Allow yourself the ability to separate from the seriousness of the holiday season and enjoy it, right? Because we have a tendency to put too much pressure on ourselves over the holidays, right? And gathering with family and all those things. So don't. And if you notice you're doing it, then, you know, do the little mental check. Okay, putting too much pressure on myself. Check. Now I'm going to flip it into something else and make yourself do something that's fun. So, and it's interesting because what I'm seeing is like cutting like little snowmen out of wrapping paper to make little gift tags. You know what I mean? Cute. Instead of buying gift tags. Like there's lots of ways that you can do it.
Sure.
That doesn't mean you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Sure.
Right? To be playful.
Yeah.
Right? So,
and play with your kids, play with your grandchildren, play, like just get out there, play with dogs,
socialize with your friends.
Random cat that keeps coming up into my house for some reason.
That interesting.
Oh yes, it's very interesting.
Because today when I was driving here, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna miss Jasper again. He's not there, and I'm like, wait a minute. Lori's getting another cat.
Oh, she is. This one's just a random one that just keeps coming. I mean, this is only the third time he's visited, but like he comes in, he eats, he asked for more food today. He was like up on my bed. I'm like, okay, you are a little...
Getting too comfortable here.
He's like lying on the floor. I'm like, wow, you're pretty comfortable for being in my house three times.
Well, and the funny thing was, so when I was coming here, I'm thinking there's already a cat here, right?
Yeah, well, there was probably when you were thinking it. Because he came in at about 1 o'clock.
And I'm like, well, if she got a cat, she would have told
me. Oh, yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a little cat to play with.
He's not little.
Your eyes almost bugged out of your head on that one.
I mean, he's not fat at all, but he's like, his paws are like, okay, nobody online can see this, but I mean, they're big. Like, he's a big boy. Like Spirit was a big cat. I don't think you ever met Spirit.
No,
you?
I didn't meet Spirit.
I mean, when I took him to the vet, they said, oh, he's going to be a healthy boy. Like, you know, 14 pounds should be his weight, like as a healthy cat. And this cat, like his paws are way bigger. He's a tuxedo cat, but he's got really large paws. I'm not sure if he's fully grown yet, but I mean, he's not fat, but he's big. And he was like curling up on my lap. Like, what cat does that? I'm wondering if like Jasper's like kind of doing some.
Well, I think maybe Jasper's spirit's jumping into this cat's body, right?
Because the first time he was like a little freaking out coming up the stairs. He followed me home on Halloween and was coming up my stairs, but he was making noises, like little growl noises, even though he's rubbing up against me. He's making these little growlers like, what the hell am I doing coming up these stairs? So, yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
My dog's just destroying everything. All right. Where were we? Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
It will be retrograde until
January 8th.
Right. 7th. I wrote the 7th down.
I think it's the 8th.
7th, 8th. Well, somewhere in there.
Oh, it could be different, the time zone thing, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already closed.
And it will station direct at 28 degrees of Sagittarius. And the energy there is a little bit different. So it's around social respect and responsibility. Okay. Yeah.
So thinking of others instead of just
thinking
about
of yourself. So if we integrate the lesson by blending these two energies together, because we have this play,
sure,
but we also have social responsibility. Okay. Which means on some level, yes, be responsible. So things that you have to do, continue to do.
My first thought was, okay, so New Year's Eve, don't drink and drive.
That's one of them. right? That would be a huge one.
Have fun. Go have out. Fun. It's a Saturday night. It's going to be a great night to go out. Just don't
drink and drive.
Exactly.
So be prepared for extra long taxi waits. New Year's
and
Eve.
And be prepared that there will be a lot of police out.
I think almost every police officer will be on duty that night. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure, but
it's a Saturday night. Yeah. So, I mean, we haven't had one in a Saturday night in a long time.
Yeah.
So whenever it hits a weekend, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. So make sure you have your plans booked now.
Yeah, that's
right. Me. Your rooms are booked now because you don't want to try and book during a Mercury retrograde.
Good point.
Right.
Good point.
So do that now. Mercury does its pre-shadow on December 1st.
Yeah.
So try and book your space before December 1st and get your tickets before December 1st.
So we'll try and make sure the show comes out before December 1st. So yes. People know. But it'll be in my newsletter. So.
Right. I'll put that in the newsletter, or you put that in the newsletter.
I mean, it's more about electronics, but if it's an electronic...
if you're booking electronically. Yeah. Right?
Be careful. Yeah. Make sure to double check.
And because Mercury retrograde always plays havoc with any forms of communication.
It does. Yeah.
Right? So, and it played havoc with me as I was preparing the notes December because I forgot to put Mercury retrograde in my notes.
Well, it was. It just was really brief.
Yeah.
There was no information. Just a date. Without even the end date, just the first. Well, it was
which
ending
is
in January.
Totally not like me.
No.
When I was like I said to you earlier, when I was driving down into the city, I'm like, I could swear Mercury's going to be retrograde in December. And how come I don't remember seeing that in my notes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to do a little research before the show.
Yep. Good thing it wasn't live.
Yeah. So, well, Mercury can play havoc when you're trying to understand it in advance as well. Yeah,
there you go.
Right? So, and this is where you can get that miscommunication, right? Because for me, this is a total miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot of people that don't like this Gemini moon. What? Why?
The duality.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I've always noticed, and I don't know if it's because I'm a Sagittarius, but I've always noticed the full moon in Gemini awakens me to something, okay. Right? It gets me to see things on a very large level. So, and I think it's because it has rulership over the mental realm.
Oh, you know what it is?
So it's mental, emotional.
It's the new moon that's coming up. When's the new moon?
New moon is on the 29th of November.
Oh, right. That's the one people really don't like.
In Sagittarius.
But Sagittarius is the fun planet.
Yep, it's a fun planet.
So why didn't they like
it's
it?
It's also truth. Oh. So if you're having issues with the truth, you're not going to want to look at the truth.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
So yes, it can be fun.
Yeah.
And outgoing and exuberant and jovial. Mm-hmm. But when we look at its more esoteric understanding, it's really about connecting with spiritual truth,
right.
Personal truth,
right.
And aligning with the truth,
right.
Right? Which, you know, we live in a world of illusions.
Yeah. Well, we do.
So.
Especially lately, but yeah.
And if you can't figure out the truth or what truth you need to align with on the new moon, you will be shown on the full moon.
Okay. The Gemini one.
The Gemini one.
All right.
Because it hits you on the mental level, right? So it gives you that mental understanding of what you need to align to.
Right.
All right.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
That's okay. Just one of those. It's we'll blame it on Mercury retrograde. Okay,
yeah, that's it. We'll blame it on that M word.
When in doubt, blame it on Mercury retrograde. But I don't think that'll stand up in a court of law.
No, probably not. But do remember, make sure you get your stuff before the 1st, if possible, but definitely yes. before the 19th. And if you have to do it between the 1st and the 19th, you know, and we're talking about, you know, New Year's Eve. So, you know, you want to make sure you have, like, print out the copy then if you're, you know, if you are doing it online so that you have the receipt.
And if your printer's not working in that moment, then PDF it.
There you go.
Or screenshot it if you're doing mm-hmm. it on your phone. Mm-hmm. And that way at least you do have a copy. And if you can't print it on paper, then PDF it and email it to your phone that's on your, or yep, your yep. account that's on your phone. And so that you at least have a copy
yep.
other than just your email notification. Yep. Because sometimes those won't go through. You might not get the email confirmation, yep. but at least you have a snapshot of that you did it right with a confirmation number.
But have fun. Just be responsible.
Absolutely. Yes, because we're integrating play and responsibility.
Exactly. Sure. So we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart with Nancy Arruda. You can find out more about Nancy at her website, universalsky.com, and myself, Lori Houston, at intuitivesoul.com. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com. Or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart, and we have Nancy Arruda here. We're talking about December. We've got some important stuff, so make sure you re-listen to the beginning aspect so you can remember the beginning stuff, and especially with regards to New Year's Eve and having fun and being responsible. All right, so what else we got? So we got, that was the 19th. No.
Yes, that was December 19th.
Oh, yes.
That Mercury, and I'll just recap, Mercury stations direct on December 19th, and it will be stationing, sorry, Mercury is playing with my mind today. Let me start again. Mm-hmm. Mercury will station retrograde on December 19th at 15 degrees Capricorn, and it will station direct on January 7th, 8th, depending on your time zone. At 28 degrees of Sagittarius.
Right.
Okay. Then on December 24th, we have Saturn trine Uranus.
Okay.
And we have Saturn in Sagittarius.
Okay.
And Uranus in Aries. So we're dealing with fire energy. Oh, yeah. Right? Fire. Yes. This particular aspect gives us an opportunity to achieve a healthy sense of responsibility and the ability to embrace new and exciting concepts.
Okay.
So really be open to new structures in your life, or creating new structures, or building on the foundation that you've already established, but building on it in a way that you would have never dreamed of.
Okay.
Right? So it's truly about opening up. Breakthroughs are imminent. Okay. So it's the opportunity to have a lot of breakthroughs. So really try and embrace that energy. It will come back. There's two more hits with this on May 19th, 2017, as well as November 11th, 2017. So we're working with this opportunity energy for a year, really, because it's going into the November of next year.
Right.
So
right.
It can be exciting because it's a trine, it's harmonious.
Right.
However, a lot of times when we deal with Saturn and Uranus together, you can get an unexpected mix of energy. So if you find that something is going on that you don't deem as favorable, think of it as an opportunity to make a change so that you can align quickly with what is favorable or with what you do desire.
Right.
Okay. Because it doesn't have to be painful.
Right. No, it shouldn't be painful. No.
But a lot of times when we deal with breakthroughs or awakening energy, because we are awakening on some level, you know, depending on your level of attachment to the status quo.
And right? You said Saturn was in...
Saturn's in Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah, right. You would know that. Did it just move into
Sagittarius? No.
No, it's almost out. No.
No, it's got another year.
Right. I'm saying sorry because Nancy is a Sagittarius, so it just means it's, you know, right in her home.
Yeah, right now it's floating over my sun sign.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Mm. And it's actually floating between my Venus and my sun.
Oh, nice.
So I'm getting a double whammy with this one.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it moving beyond the 20th degree and not coming back to the 20th degree.
Right, right, right.
Because my sun's at 20 degrees. Of Sag. Okay. So, and oh, look at this. This particular aspect takes place at 20 degrees of Sagittarius.
So hopefully the other two aren't, but yes, they probably aren't, right?
Well, and like I said, that one brings opportunity. So right. I'm actually kind of looking forward to new opportunities coming in, which don't mean buying new appliances.
Definitely not.
So I'm game for new opportunities.
And your son's in which house?
Fourth.
Okay, so house. Yeah.
So Saturn's right. Transiting my fourth house, right? So all this limitation and restriction at home with every one of my appliances.
Crazy.
All right. Crazy. What else do we have? Then we have on December 26th, Jupiter opposite Uranus. So this is like the day after Christmas.
This is
Christmas. This is Boxing Day.
Yep.
Do not go shopping Boxing Day.
Okay.
Avoid malls and stores like the plague.
And remember, we're still in a Mercury retrograde. So, you know, when you're buying electronic things, like,
yes.
Don't.
Buy them before any electronic gifts before December 1st. For
yeah,
sure.
For sure, for sure.
But and if you have to buy it after, then at least a week before December 19th.
Yeah. And okay. So the 26th would be a do not return till crap.
Well, when we have Jupiter, the benefic planet.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Which is growth and expansion opposite Uranus. So they're kind of like on a face-off. It's like a little power play between the two of them.
One can be a breakthrough planet and one can be an expansion planet, but
right.
Against each other, they're
breaking through in very big ways.
Right. Expansive ways.
Think of kaboom. Because that's what Jupiter opposite Uranus kind of feels like to me.
Right. And again, wherever it is in your houses. Poor Nance, well. Yeah, you kind of got it in your income houses. I have it in my career and my home.
Yeah. And it takes place at 20 degrees of Libra. So Jupiter will be at 20 degrees of Libra. And Uranus is at 20 degrees of Aries.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So this transit indicates sudden and dramatic changes in your life. Okay. So think of breakthroughs, but sometimes before you can break through, you need to break down or break free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With Jupiter being in Libra, it's really pulling in the relationship component. Okay. So there may be like relationship issues that transpire, or depending on where it is in your chart, it can activate many other different types of life changes, right? Career, finances, relationships, social status, so home environment. So it can just be aware that we're looking at change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not just happening with this one aspect, which will repeat itself on March 2nd, 2017, as well as September 28th, 2017.
Right.
So, yes. So yeah, just be open to change. And again, attachment, right? The more you are attached to something, the harder the change is.
Don't I see something about Venus in Aquarius?
Yes.
Did you talk about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's more like a day-to-day thing. It's Venus in Aquarius sextile Saturn in Sagittarius on December 21st.
I thought it was
December 25th.
I thought I saw Christmas Day. That's why I was going to say there's something about...
Yeah, it's really about focusing on your practical foundation, right? Values and beliefs. So, and it's sextile, so it's harmonious, right? So you can have like really good relationship connections with people in authority, with family members in authority.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's right. Christmas.
Right. That's a nice Christmas energy, though.
Yeah.
Because we've had some kind of nasty Christmas energies in the last few years. So this is kind of a nice.
It is.
Right. It's nice. And I'm Aquarius. So, you know, it's a little added bonus.
So when you saw Venus in Aquarius, you're like, looks nice and soft and fluffy.
Yes, that's what I thought. Wait a minute. You didn't talk about that. You went from 24th to the 26th. I see something on the 25th.
It's just a list of day-to-day stuff as
right.
There's not enough airtime to talk about every aspect.
Yes. But, you know, Christmas Day. Come on, Nance.
Oh, sorry. And you know what? I did bold it. You'll notice that, right? It is in bold, which means if I didn't have enough to talk about, that could be something we could talk about.
You're funny.
Also on December 26th. Oh, sorry, no. I'm not wearing my reading glasses. They're on top of my head and not in my eyes. On December 28th.
See, I could see that from over here. I'm like, boy, Nance, Mercury's really playing with you. Oh, no, it's just your glasses.
We have Saturn square Chiron.
Yeah.
So it's really about letting go of emotional patterns, which have kind of kept you stuck. Yeah. Right? And a lot of times we use these emotional patterns because we want to be stuck, because we don't want to make the changes that are needed or necessary. A lot of sensitivity at this time. So if you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas, relax, right? Don't get overly sensitive that, you know, somebody was inconsiderate or... You know, you may have mentioned what you wanted and they got something different or they got the wrong color, you know, just relax.
That kind of happened when I was a kid. I've been disappointed enough as a child. I kind of let go of that kind of.
Me too. But you'd be surprised how many adults are out there that can't let go of it. Yeah. Right. And it's because it has nothing to do with buying the wrong color. It has to do with. You know, when you're in a long-term relationship and your partner buys you something that you view as wrong, you would think, like, he should know who I am or she should know who I am and she should know or he should know that I don't like that color that you bought me. And so it's not about the color, right? It's about the intimate connection that the two people have and they're not on the same page.
They don't care enough to know
right
what you love.
Right. Yeah. And this is where emotions are going to be stemming from stuff that's beneath the surface, not stuff at the surface. The surface may be the trigger point. Okay. But it's really about stuff that is beneath. And those are the things that you need to look at and say, okay, I got to heal that. Right. Because it's not serving me to bring that emotional pattern into my life.
And, you know, because it's Chiron, the wounded healer, and Saturn, I mean, we could be dealing with the stuff that's from your childhood that you haven't quite
absolutely
dealt with.
Yeah. And even some of the stuff, because a lot of times when I look at Saturn energy, I look at the ages of 0 to 7.
Right.
Right. Wow. So stuff that you're not even consciously aware of that may have happened when you were 2 or 3 or 5.
Yeah.
Right. That you've forgotten about.
Yeah.
You know, and Chiron's here. Let me just poke at patterns. That little wound.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where all of our patterns stem from is 0 to 7. So, because I guess it's Saturn, but it's also just that's, we keep repeating those patterns over and over.
Yeah. And that's what I would call things like, yes, it may be connected to soul karma, but it's like karma that you're integrating or working out on a personal level on Earth.
Right.
Right. Chiron saying, we're going to deal with the stuff that's wounding you versus the stuff that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to poke at your little buttons to get you to recognize you need to respond differently to what's happening. That aspect comes back. April, let me put my glasses back on. April 30th, 2017 and November 2nd, 2017. So we have a whole year to integrate this healing energy.
Oh, yay. I've done my Chiron return. I don't need to want to go through that again. It was already hell. Yeah.
Well, think of it this way. Recognize foundational cracks that require healing.
Right.
Okay,
right.
This is not a Chiron return
or an
activating of like huge wounds. This is about
filling in
the
cracks. Fill those cracks, baby, with light.
Yeah, and love. Pass the love.
First, though, it's going to be putting the light on so that you can see the crack.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
All right. Then we have the new moon in Capricorn on December 29th. And the last few years we've had new moons, like either right at the end of the year or right at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And so we're being asked to bring in new energy before the year is completed. Okay. This particular new moon is focusing on enjoyment.
Oh, nice again.
Yes. So have fun, but remember social responsibility from the Mercury retrograde.
Right. Okay. Because it's still in there. Yes.
Well, and Mercury is retrograde in the sign of Capricorn.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. This full moon takes place at 7 degrees of Capricorn. So there's a little interaction going on between the two of them.
And it's the 29th.
Okay. That is December 29th.
And full moons and new moons, they usually are about 3 to 4 days. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel it a couple days, a day and a half before to a day and a half after.
Okay.
Right.
So New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last activity is Uranus stationing direct.
Okay.
At 20 degrees of Aries on December 29th. So again, same day as the new moon.
Right, right.
And this, Uranus is a planet of chaos or freedom.
Right.
Okay. And a lot of times we don't feel the retrograde cycle in the middle of it because it's an outer planet. We're not that
sensitive to it. It happens every year.
Right. But we do feel when it slows down and when it moves forward.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have any lessons that you need to learn based on all the other stuff that's going on in the end of December, the Uranus stationing direct can be the awakener to that lesson.
So that's good.
Okay. So that would be like if you have a history of impaired driving, even if it's just a drink, do not, and I repeat, do not have one drink before driving around this time of year.
Right.
Okay. Because if you need that type of lesson, then Uranus can awaken you to that.
Right.
Right.
So awakening doesn't necessarily mean a good thing. It does, but it doesn't. So,
because it can stimulate chaos,
right,
or freedom,
right,
right?
Right.
And in order to be in that place of freedom, you must move through chaos.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and that's just one example.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But so, it's a good example for that time of year. For this
For that time of year. So whatever it is that you need to break free of or break through, okay, the Uranus changing directions, so going from retrograde to direct, can often trigger that. And because we also have the, you know, Jupiter opposite Uranus, and we have Saturn trine Uranus, and we have Saturn in Chiron square, okay, there is the opportunity to awaken to something bigger than what you think, okay? Awakening can be beneficial. So it can be like somebody turned on the light and, you know, you're having a glorified moment, which is wonderful. But a lot of times, in order for the light to get turned on, you're in the dark first.
Yeah.
Right. So just be extra careful this time of year. Right. Avoid road rage. Give yourself lots of time with Mercury retrograde, Uranus stationing direct. Give yourself lots of time to get from A to B.
And when I think of social responsibility, I mean, the drinking one is key for that time, but it's also your neighbors. Like, you know, when, you know, we get angry over such little things, and that anger kind of holds in. But if you're like, you know, you explode, the Uranus is going to be that thing that could push you over to, you know, doing something you don't want to do. Like, you know, really not thinking and just, you know, getting yourself into a little bit of trouble.
And parking spot rage. Have you ever been in a parking lot around Christmas time? And
that's true.
People are like fighting over spot. Like, I've seen people get out of their cars and start yelling at other people. Right?
So the 29th is also not a good day to return gifts.
Well, the thing about Uranus stationing direct,
before.
We will feel it at least a week before to a week after.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah.
Be prepared for chaos, okay? And the one way you prepare...
You can be prepared for pleasant things, too. Just
absolutely.
Be aware. Just
absolutely.
Know where, you know what your triggers are, what your buttons are.
And if you're a last-minute person, then change the time on your calendar.
Yeah.
Okay? To an hour before and give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah.
To do whatever it is you need to do.
Right.
Right? So that you're not rushing.
Right.
You know, and I'm also getting the impression that this would be a very good time to meditate.
Mm.
Okay, because of the new moon and Uranus moving direct, it would be a really good time to open up to enlightening energy and to spirit energy and pulling that down into your being.
Sure. Yeah, that's always a good thing, but yes. Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
So we're going out with a bang.
Woohoo! Not necessarily a good bang, but it could be. And there's repeats of this one too, yeah? Or no?
Oh no, that's Uranus stationing direct.
Oh, right,
so
right.
Yeah,
well,
it'll be retrograde.
Every year.
It'll be retrograde sometime in 2017. You'll have to listen to the next show to find out when.
Yeah. You do realize that you're going to have to somehow combine some of the big things that might be happening in January and then your January show as well
as all of. Okay. Yeah, I think the next show is 2017 across the cuff.
Okay.
So.
All right.
It will include January
Yeah,
stuff.
I know, of course. Just saying, usually you kind of, you know, whatever.
I bring right. too much information.
Well, yeah, that happens. These monthly shows, though, they're a little bit shorter than your normal, but that's okay. So, want to wish you a very happy holiday and hope that everybody, you know, does have fun.
Absolutely.
And be responsible, but, you know, just enjoy yourselves. Like, don't get too caught up in things, but, you know, just be aware enough when your buttons are getting pushed and realize that there's all these things that could be interfering. And,
absolutely. And, so breathe.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's one time of the year that we do not breathe.
Probably very true.
Yeah.
And remember, it's about giving way more than it is about receiving.
Absolutely.
And it is about having fun. So just, you know, choose love over fear and have a fantastic Christmas. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, you know, fantastic holiday season, and we'll see you in the new year.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
So you can find out more about Nancy if you go to her website, universalsky.com, and myself, intuitivesoul.com. And do remember that Nancy puts in a monthly, in my newsletter, she puts in a little bit about what's happening in the month. So check it out and listen to the shows, and we'll be back. Well, we'll be back for the new year. All right. Thanks, Nance.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instantfeedback@bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.